Hi, it's Dave. So I like the idea of Tesla doubling down on the Tesla humanoid robot, but it's not because I think it's going to help the stock price in the next few years. In fact, I think it's more likely that the Tesla bot will not be good for Tesla's stock price until much later in the future. All right, so why is this the case? I think first off, most investors are doubtful of new tech. They might have been burned in the past. They could have been investors, let's say, in BlackBerry or GoPro or the Palm Pilot or many other kind of failed technology endeavors. Another reason is a lot of investors are completely fine with getting in after a technology has been proven out when kind of the risk is much lower. Another reason is most of Wall Street, they hate uncertainty, right? They want predictable numbers going in the future. Another reason is a lot of investors just aren't experts in technology, and it's extremely hard to predict the future. Even tech experts, they get the future wrong most of the time. All right, so the second reason why I think the Tesla bot will not be good for Tesla's stock price in the near future is because most people think that a growth should be linear, and I think they're going to be disappointed by the progress of Tesla bot. During stage one of a technology adoption S-curve, let's put it down here, the adoption is quite slow, and that's because there are other existing alternatives, right? You can wash the dishes by yourself, you could, you know, vacuum the floor by yourself, etc. There isn't going to be a big market for an AI robot that, let's say, is clumsy or is expensive. So I think adoption is going to be very slow. There'll be a lot of disappointed people in this stage one of this S-curve. However, at stage two, you're going to see hyper growth. And this is when, yeah, the growth is super fast. And Wall Street and analysts are going to be cautious because they don't think this growth can continue. However, at the later stages of this growth, they think it will continue, but it actually tapers off as most all S-curves kind of do. And then it goes into a more slow stage three period. All right, number three, let's take electric vehicles as an example. In stage one, you had kind of very, very slow growth here. People kind of thought that this is, you know, it'll be kind of slow growth over time. This was the period of 2008 to 2018. And then you have stage two, which is hyper growth period. I think it started in 2019. I think it'll probably be around a 10-year period where we're going to see this massive growth. And it's going to surprise people because most people think that, yeah, EVs should do more of a linear kind of adoption. But no, this is going to be, I think, much faster than most people think. But after 2030 or so, you're going to start to see this adoption kind of peter out, become more shallow into more slow growth. All right, next, let's take FSD or autonomous driving as an example. Here you have stage one is going to be very slow. I'm thinking it's 2018 to 2024 or so, and it's going to be very slow. If you notice, most analysts don't even count FSD into Tesla's estimates going forward. They just don't think it has a high likelihood of happening. But then stage two comes along. This is hyper growth. I think it's probably 2025 to, let's say, 2034 or so. You're going to see massive adoption. It's going to surprise a lot of people, especially people who think that, you know, it's going to be linear. It's not. It's probably going to be very steep and slope. And then stage three is when it slows down. This is probably in 2035 or so, and it becomes more of a slow stage. Next, let's look at AI humanoid robot as an example. Stage one is slow growth. I think this is 2022 to maybe even 2029. It could even be later. Who knows? It could be sooner. This is just, you know, personal wild guess. So yeah, this is a very slow period. And most people think that this is going to be kind of linear. It's going to take decades and 50 years or 100 years, right, to get a real humanoid robot. But stage two will come along, especially with exponential technological improvements with neural nets and also actuators and just different, you know, parts of the robot. You're going to have probably hyper growth. I'm thinking 2030 or so to 2050. And the question is there going to be a stage three, especially with artificial intelligence? Yeah, who knows? This hyper growth stage might continue for quite a while. All right, so a few more reasons why I don't think investors are going to like Tesla bot in the near future. So most investors hate stage one, and this is this slow stage. And it's because there are no numbers, right, in stage one. You're barely selling any product. It's all hype. It's all hope. There's just too much uncertainty and guessing, especially for Wall Street and the financial types. They would rather be chasing stage two, even if they get in kind of late. They're not interested in taking on additional outsized risk. They want more predictable growth. So yeah, kind of later stage two, you know, is kind of the sweet spot for a lot of Wall Street, and they hope that it can continue. Sometimes if a growth company can't find additional kind of S-curves to maintain their growth, that's when you can get these growth companies get re-rated into more value type of multiples, and you can see the stock price come down a lot. All right, finally, why am I bullish on Tesla bot if it's not going to help Tesla's stock price for a very long time? A few reasons, and this is just my personal thinking right now. See, I'm always thinking like 5 years or 10 years out, and I'm asking if a company will dominate future S-curves to sustain their growth or not. Sure, the current S-curve that they might be riding is fine, but I want to know what happens next after that. Another reason is with concentrated investments, I think they require massive amounts of due diligence, and you still can be wrong. Right? You just never know about the future. But if you're right, there could be possible large upside. Finally, I'm overall bullish because I think I can rely on Tesla's other S-curves, which I'm fairly confident in, which are basically electric vehicles, which is just starting that slope, FSD or autonomous driving, which I think we'll get to in the next, say, few to several years, and then energy, which I think also is another massive S-curve. So these other three S-curves can provide a lot of growth for Tesla. In the meantime, while they take their time, it could be many years to get to a point where the Tesla, say, humanoid robot adoption takes off. All right, let's take a step back and see what's going on here. Overall, I'm excited about the Tesla bot, but it's probably not for the reasons some might assume. I think we're going to see some great progress on Tesla on this, but it's going to take time to get humanoid robots to the point where it can cross the chasm into mainstream adoption. So I'm going to be cheering Tesla on and celebrating their every step forward, and I think it has huge ramifications for the future. But I'm also pairing that with some realistic expectations too. I think most of Wall Street will scorn the Tesla bot for many, many years. It just doesn't fit into their spreadsheet cells. It's just too uncertain, too unfamiliar, and just completely unknown for them. And that's not a positive for a lot of people on Wall Street. In fact, it's more of a red flag. And it probably won't be until we see adoption get into the stage two, the hypergrowth stage, that I think the AI bot will win over most skeptics. So wouldn't it be better if Tesla just didn't talk about their AI robot aspirations? Not exactly. By talking about AI robots and their plans, Tesla is bringing up something I think very significant in regards to the future of AI and humanity. And it's something that needs to be discussed. Further, and probably more importantly, by sharing their AI robot vision and updates, they are attracting a lot of talented engineers interested in working on this project. And ultimately, that outweighs the risk to the stock price, in my opinion. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.